Chapter 3, The Anvil Invasion. Location? Nimbus's dorm space. Nimbus opened his eyes, still smiling, until he saw Anvil hovering right behind him.
So, you're a world-class spinner, eh?
A what? No, Nimbus said, so surprised he dissipated quickly. He avoided Anvil's piercing glare in the reflection of the mirror.
I heard you having an intimate conversation with that mare. Quite informative.
Oh, I was making it all up. Can you see me spinning? A farnhammer like me?
Good point. Anvil started circling around his space. I know what you are, and I know what you're not. And what I heard was you pretended to be like your father.
Yeah, that's all was coming from this powder puff. My dad calls me Cloudy Brain.
Ah, now that makes sense.
Anvil stopped and looked at Nimbus.
So I'm here to offer you an opportunity. You can at least reign, right?
I can reign. I just have to think of something really sad, and it just starts to happen.
Ah, now that's sad, PH. Really pathetic.
Anvil floated closer to Nimbus. Nimbus froze.
A bunch of us told Radar that we would volunteer to water the grass at this big park with a golf course. It's near Wheeler, not far from the border. There's a drought going on there. Want to help us out?
Nimbus thought that maybe Anvil wasn't so bad after all. He was actually asking him to do something good.
Sure, I would love to help out.
Great. Meet us at the front gate at midnight.
Why so late?
Evaporation.
Oh, right, Nimbus said. After Anvil slipped out as quietly as he had arrived, Nimbus looked at himself in the mirror.
Maybe Anvil's not so bad, and he'll get to see that I'm not a powder puff, and I can reign. After all, I am Nitro Nimbus. But this time, I will be doing a good thing, not that horrible thing I did with the Turbulence Gang.
Suddenly, he flashed back on the worst experience of his life. The memory of that hellish night with the Turbulence Gang came rushing in like the ocean returning to the rivers at high tide. Visions of trailers, campers, children's faces, flooded properties, death and destruction. All those visions were flowing back into the inlets of his brain. With one breath, Nimbus was back with the Turbulence.
No one goes against Bubba, his cousin Taz said. And when he orders you to go on the mission, you go, Nimbus. You have no choice.
The Turbulence left at sundown with Taz and Nimbus trailing along. Their leader, Bubba, liked the colorful sky with a lull before the storm scenario. As they headed for the popular campground at Twin Lakes, Colorado, Nimbus noticed the large number of motorhomes and campers lined up in their designated areas. There were families sitting around campfires, others cooking, some playing games at picnic tables. It was a favorite place for tourists to go, not just for its beauty, but for the two large lakes full of trout, a fisherman's delight. Nimbus watched with Taz as the Turbulence moved in as fast as any storm could travel. There was no warning or no mercy. Since the larger mountains were located west and would help with the downdrafts, Bubba and his gang came in from the east. Tyrone was in charge of the north side, and Taz and Nitro were assigned to be sweepers after the hit. They hovered in the sky waiting to be summoned to sweep away any leftover debris and flush it down the river. Nimbus had no idea what was about to happen. Suddenly, the sounds of screaming and ear-piercing terror got his attention. What he saw was horrifying. Little children's faces flattened against the windows of their motorhome as the spinning of Tyrone swept them up into the sky. Nimbus heard shrieks and animal cries. He saw a shocked Palomino horse dragged down the road by Sy the Sidewinder, then whipped into the lake. A four-wheeler shot up into the sky like a fired rocket, with two children falling into the lake too. A boat full of fishermen upended and sank. But that was just the beginning. Bubba followed with the torrential rains.
His gang's cloudbursts flash flooded the whole area, overflowing the lakes and washing away most of the tents, campers, and motorhomes down the valley. No doubt many lives were lost. Then it was Taz and Nitro's turn. They were called to do the final sweep. Taz started his spin and was off, whirling through the area, picking up anything that was left over. He flung it all into the overflowing lake, now a river, to be swept away to who knows where. But Nimbus froze. He not only could not move forward, but his spinning energy had left him completely, and he was back to his normal size. Taz hadn't noticed that Nimbus didn't follow him and kept doing his job. Nimbus dissipated into thin air.